You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Our theme this year is creating a place. We're talking about the fact that God wanted mankind. We were the desire of God's heart. But Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 does not start off by God saying, "Let us make man in our image." Chapter 1 in Genesis shows us that God had to create a place for what he wanted to be, to live, to thrive, to prosper, to grow, to advance. And from that, we've seen that all of us have desires that we're praying for, things that we want to have happen in our life. You want peace, but the question we're asking ourselves, is there any place in your home for peace to live? Yelling and hollering and swearing and throwing things and slamming doors and... Wait a minute. You want peace, but peace can't live there. We're going to create a place for peace to be. You want money, but we're not creating a place for money to stay and to grow and to build because of the way we live. You want a relationship with God to grow, but you don't create a place for that to take place in your life. 3 weeks ago, I stopped by the convenience store to get my cup of coffee. Now, let me just digress a minute. You go over to that cappuccino place and you get that mocha and you pour it just a little bit. Now, it's mandatory that you get it just right. Not enough and you can't taste it and it gives a funny taste in there. Too much and it gags you. It's sweet. But now just the right amount. And then you go over and you fill it up with coffee. I call it my special mix. And my wife, when I get back in the truck, she goes, "Well, honey, how was your special mix?" I missed it today. See, it's kind of iffy because you got to hit it just. Well, anyway, I walked in the convenience store to get my special mix. And as I walked in, I don't know if this guy at the counter knew the girls, didn't know the girls. He's talking in a really loud voice. He's ranting and raving. There's no jobs in this county. There's no jobs in this state. There's no jobs in this nation. He's been looking for months. He's had his resume out and on and on and on. Well, I walked by and I was kind of getting my special mix here. And I'm not making any judgment. I'm just telling you what was there. The hair was everywhere. And it had not been brushed in countless years. So it was in, you call it dreadlocks, kind of, and they were going everywhere. And the beard was so nasty, it was in dreadlocks as well. Now, I don't care if that's the style and you like that, that's great. But see, don't complain about not having peace when you're screaming and hollering and yelling. Don't complain about having a job when his clothes, you know, I'm just saying, I think recently he weighed 650 pounds. Now he's down to 100 because that's what his clothes were. And he had chains hanging down. I don't know if they were holding the clothes up or they were pulling the wrinkles out. I don't know what the chains were. And boy, it was really rough. And I'm trying to do my... it just got louder and louder about there's no jobs. He'd been every business in this town looking for a job. And then I got back over there to wait for him to move so I could pay. And however long it's been since he had combed his hair, it had been longer than that since he had showered. Whoa. And it was all I could do to keep from saying, "I'd like to invite you to our church. We're talking about creating a place this year. If you want a job, then you're going to have to create a possibility for that to happen." And I was reliving all of the messages that we've had so far this year. As I'm watching this scenario play out, this guy with everything in him wanted a job, was mad that he didn't have a job, and there was nothing hireable about this situation right here. I'm just saying. You know, I have this year just been going over chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis. Because in there, and I said, God, I don't want to miss anything. I want to see the key to how life works for us. And God showed us through the way he created it. Here's the desire of his heart. Well, you got to create a place for that desire to happen. I want to make sure I get all of that. I don't know how I've missed this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. Are you there? God created all of the wild animals, all of the birds of the sky. He brought them to man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. How have I read that 7 million times in my life and I've not seen that? Adam didn't create these animals. But God brought these animals to Adam and said, now you name each one. And the title of my message today is, You Name It. Yeah, you already know it's going to be good. Right now, get your phone out. Post right now. You should be here right this second. This is about to be really, really good. God created mankind. He gave us dominion. He told us we're to rule and we're to reign. Then God begins to bring the animals for him to name. What's he teaching us here? What is in that that I'm supposed to get out of this? Think about this. How long did it take? What's a lifetime pursuit? Matter of fact, we still hadn't got them all named. Look at birds. Let's just don't get into how many different birds there are. Let's just take the duck. There's 100 species of duck. The blue wing, the canvasback, the pintail, the mallard, the mandarin, the wood duck, the teal, the gadwall. There's over 100 species of duck that had to be named. The quail. There's 130 species of quail. The banded, the black throat, the spot wing, the blue Himalayan. 130 species of quail. Are you kidding me? The cow. It's not just a cow. It's an Angus and a Charolais and a Hereford and a Longhorn and a Limousine, a Jersey, a Holstein, on and on and on and on. The horse, the quarter horse, thoroughbred, the Arabian, the Morgan. Let's don't even get into dogs. Oh, mercy. That just, watching that Westminster dog show makes scratch your head. Good grief, are you kidding? Man puts a bull and a cow in the field together. He doesn't create a calf, but he named it. He called that a calf. You put a stallion and a mare together, and he didn't create that, but he called it a colt. So that's what it is, what man called it. You didn't create this kid that you had, but you named this thing that's following you around. You named it. God created everything. God brings it to you. And Adam is given the authority and the position to name it. Here we see how God set life up. Here's how life is set up. You don't get to choose everything that comes into your life. You didn't choose it. You didn't create it. It wasn't even a dream of yours. But you do get to name it. You do get to name it. So many places we could go. Genesis chapter 35 through chapter 50. The familiar story of Joseph, his brother selling him into slavery. You know the story. At the end in chapter 50, Joseph tells his brothers, you sold me, but God sent me. Verse 20, he says, what was intended for evil against me, God intended for good for me and for the rest of the world. Joseph named his life. Joseph didn't choose any of the things that happened to him, but all through his life, he named what happened. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. They meant evil. They meant evil again. It wasn't no accident. They meant evil. He rises to a place of prominence in Egypt. Potiphar's wife makes a pass at him. Joseph did the right thing. He did the right thing. He resisted that pass, and doing the right thing got him thrown into the dungeon. He did the right thing in the dungeon, and the chief cupbearer befriended him and then forgot him. Joseph, time after time, evil came his way. Doing the right thing, living the right way, responding the right way, but evil keeps coming. He was lied about, he was rejected, he was forgotten. Joseph didn't create any of this. Joseph didn't have any part in making all of this happen, but Joseph's job was to name it. You name it. All through your life, people won't deal fairly with you. You're going to be overlooked. You're going to be cheated. You're going to be forgotten. You'll be disregarded. Life in a fallen world is never perfect. But God's plan is for you to name it. You name what life brings you. Oh, this is bad. This is terrible. This is horrible. Oh, my Lord, this is a nightmare. Well, this is about to finish me off. This is going to kill me. Well, this right here will be my undoing. Or this will work out. Somehow this will turn around and be for my good. Somehow, some way, this is going to produce amazing things in my life. Some way, this is going to open up new opportunities for me. I'm living a great life. See, you didn't create this, but you got to name it. In church, I've decided to name my day today good. It's a good day. In James chapter 3, we read, and boy, Josh taught on this Wednesday night. If you didn't hear Josh Wednesday night, it was the best. Oh my goodness, it was as good as I ever heard. Get that podcast. He taught on James chapter 3, talked about the tongue. If we control our tongues, then we control ourselves in every other way. A horse is directed by a small bit. Huge ships are directed by small rudders. In the same way, our lives are directed by our tongue. James tells us the tongue sets the course for our life. Now, you may not have created the situation that you're in right now, but God gave you the dominion, the authority, and the power to name it. Proverbs 18, watch out. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Let's say you're at a restaurant and you're waiting on your date to show up. Y'all are going to meet there at 7 o'clock. Now it is 5 minutes till 8, and apparently your date is a no-show. If you think he stood me up, then you're mad. If you think she doesn't love me anymore, then you're sad. If you think he was in a car wreck on his way here, then you're worried. If you think he's working overtime to make more money for y'all's future and possibly buy you a ring, then you're very grateful. If you think he's with another woman right now, then you're jealous. Or you may think, great, this gives me the excuse I've been looking for to break up with this guy. You're happy. You're relieved. You're full of joy because now you've found the excuse you've been praying for. Same situation, just different perspectives on exactly what's happening in your life right now. God gave you the authority to name it. God gave you the authority to name it. You didn't cause it. You didn't create it. But you name it. Today, you're not the creator of all that comes your way. Day in and day out. Week in and week out. You didn't create this scenario. But you are the namer of it. The question today is, as you're creating this place, what are you naming what is brought to you? I want you to write this definition down, the word pessimism. I looked it up in the dictionary. Number one, the belief that evil in life outweighs the good. Pessimist. You believe the evil outweighs the good. Number two, you expect the worst outcome in any situation. You just expect the worst outcome in any situation. Pessimist. There's no way that you can create a place that anything good is going to happen when you name everything bad that comes your way. I don't know if you're a pessimistic person today. I don't know if you were raised by pessimistic parents that had a lot of input into the way you think. Or I don't know if so much bad has happened to your life that just over time you've just become very pessimistic in your outlook. This year, our church is creating a place for good to happen. That's what we're doing. And there's no way that you can create a place for good to happen with the attitude and the outlook of naming everything that comes your way bad. This is a thought process that maybe has plagued you your entire life. Today, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to set in to change this thought process in our life. I've been a pessimist my whole life and I'm tired, I'm sick of it, and I am not going to live like this any longer. Everything in life brings you. You can't continue to find something bad to name it. Let's start naming it half full instead of half empty. Let's just go ahead and name it 70% chance it's not going to rain me out. Let's look at the positive and not the negative. Too many are not having in life what they're praying for, the desires of their heart, because they're naming everything that life brings them in a negative light, in a negative manner. From today forward, you find something good. You find something positive. You find something encouraging to say about everything. Life happens. You didn't create it, but your job is to name it. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm going to go over and over this one point today. There's no way for you this year to create a place for good to happen, for you to create a place for a blessed life with you having a negative, a pessimistic remark about everything that comes along. Your first words out of your mouth are always negative and bad. Our theme this year becomes impossible for you. Our theme this year becomes impossible for you if this is the way you see and operate and think in life. Today we got to roll up our sleeves and we're going to start naming things from a positive standpoint. For years, TV channels, or at least the three that we had, they showed great shows. And you watched that channel to see the show you wanted to watch. Man, I watched the channel because I had to see The Rifleman. I watched the channel because I could not miss The Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, just, you couldn't miss that. See, I watched that channel because Bonanza was coming on at this time. The reason I turned that channel on was because I had to watch Hoss and Little Joe. See, I had to watch that, so that's why I selected that channel. That channel then, at 10 o'clock at night, would play for 30 minutes. It would play 10 minutes of world news, 10 minutes of weather, and 10 minutes of sports. So I would watch that, but the reason I watched that channel was The Rifleman and Bonanza and The Beverly Hillbillies. Now we've got channels that are 24 hours a day news. 24 hours, 7 days a week news. So what is it that causes you, oh, it's 7 o'clock and you got to run to the TV to turn it on? What causes you to run and turn on a news channel? There's only one thing. It's fear. Breaking news. News alert. A frenzy. The only way you will turn on a news channel is not for The Rifleman. The only way you turn on a news channel is because they have got you in a state of fear about something. We're naming it. The coronavirus is about to wipe out the entire world population. Or there's more people that fell off of a ladder today and hurt themselves than there are that got the coronavirus. But I'm just saying. See, the only way that you're going to run to... See, you got to be whipped into a frenzy because 24/7, there's not enough breaking news for us to have a breaking news story every 5 minutes. It's just not enough breaking news. Terry got up this morning, went to work. Breaking news, he came home. News alert. Terry got up and went to work the next morning. Breaking news, tune in. He came back home, ate supper. I mean, there's just not enough 24/7 to whip people into a frenzy. We don't have it. I'll go all over the world and we can't find enough crisis to talk about. So we're going to have to create a crisis to keep their ratings up, or they can't make all the billions they're making. Church, don't let the 24-hour-a-day news channels name your life. Don't let the news channels name your day. You can't let that happen to you because that's right where we are. The key to naming everything good is a right relationship with a good God. If you don't understand your covenant with God, then you will name something bad that God could be working in your life to produce something good. David did not create Goliath, but he understood his covenant. He understood his covenant, and he understood a good God. All of Israel named it bad. This is a giant that devours. David said, he asked, what'll be done for the man who kills this joker? Oh, we get the king's daughter. No. Here's a whole list of things. David, knowing his covenant with God, David named Goliath an opportunity of a lifetime. See, David named this my way out of poverty. David named this my way into a very blessed life. David named this something good, while all of Israel's army named this something bad. David named it something good. When you name it something bad, it sets in motion fear, hiding. The army was hunkering down and they were running. When David named it an opportunity, when David named it something good, it set in motion him loading that slingshot and running toward Goliath. What you're naming your day sets in motion to the way you're living your day. When you name your situation lonely, that sets a lifestyle in motion because lonely people stay by themselves. Lonely people are withdrawn. So you name your situation lonely, so you do what lonely people do, so you're lonely, so you continue to do what lonely people do, so you're lonely. Had you named your situation a great opportunity for me to reach other people who are in a bad situation like I am, that would have been set in motion to you coming to church with your eyes wide open, seeing other people in your situation in life, you going and meeting them, inviting them to your home this next Thursday night, y'all having dinner together, and y'all talking about something that you could do as an outreach to reach other people that are in your same situation. What set the motion in play was what you named it. What sets your motion in play is what you name it. Now, there are sometimes there are things that have just been named wrong and need a name change. You read in the Bible where Jesus said he looked intently at Simon. And Jesus said, your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Peter, which means the rock. See, people have called you wishy-washy, undependable all your life. But right now, I'm changing your name to the rock. What in your life needs a name change? I've referred to this all my life in a wrong way. What needs a name change? Change it from destroyer to opportunity. Change it from this is killing me to somehow God's going to use this to bless me. What in your life needs a name change? Our theme this year is creating a place. I want you to know, words create your place. The question today is, what kind of place are you creating with your mouth? God created a place for what he desired to happen by what he said. I'm asking you today is, what are you naming your situation each and every day? True, you may not have created it, you may not even have wanted it, but what are you naming it? I want you to repeat after me. My house is a house of peace. Peace lives with me. Joy is in my life. Joy resides in my house. Could we start saying that? So we're creating a place. Could we say that? I'll tell you right now, my husband's a jerk. My husband will never change. I tell you, my husband's the most hard-headed man I know. Or you could name it, my husband's changing. My husband's growing in the Lord. My husband is a blessing. My husband's a good man. See, this year we're creating a place, and we are creating a place because it's not there. We're creating a place because it is not there. God did not say, man, it's dark out here. Whoa, it is formless out here. Well, it is voidless out here. God didn't say, it'll always be dark out here. Well, it always has. It always will be dark and formless. He, with his mouth, with his words, created a place that did not exist. Then after creating that place, he says, you and I, like him, name it. Name it. Whew, I tell you, I'm just clumsy. I'm just clumsy. Oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, I hurt. I'm just so fat. Oh, I'm so ugly. Oh, I'm so wrinkled. What kind of place are you creating? What are you creating in your home? Jesus never went around and said, "Whoo, you're sick. Oh my, you are so demon possessed. Oh, you are covered with leprosy." Jesus didn't walk up, "Oh my, you are blind. Yeah, so blind. Oh my, what are 5 loaves and 2 fish? That ain't going to work." You daily are creating a place that you're living in. Are you creating a place for lack, for unhappiness, for loneliness? What are you creating when you walk up on the scene? Oh my, you're covered head to toe with leprosy. No, Jesus didn't come up and create a place for leprosy to prosper. He came up there and created a place for leprosy to go somewhere else. I'm blessed. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm talented. I'm focused. I'm prosperous. I love my life. I love what I do for a living. I love every day getting up and go to work. I go to sleep early so I can get up to work tomorrow quicker and go to work. I can't wait to get to work. I'm fulfilled in life by what I do. Come on. You're creating a place. Ladies. You got to stop going around your house all the time and telling your husband how unattractive you are. Oh, I'm just so fat. Don't stand in front of the mirror while you and your husband are getting dressed. Oh, I'm so wrinkled. My hair is awful. He picked you. Now, you attracted him. Why are you working so hard to convince him of how fat you are and how ugly you are and how wrinkled you are? If you keep this up, he may agree with you. And then when you get him in agreement with you, then he can start saying about you what you're standing there saying about you. Do you want your husband saying about you what you're saying about you? You got to stop that. You say, I'm young, I'm vibrant, I'm attractive, I'm a sharp lady. Let me just tell you something. You carry yourself different. You dress different, you look different. It sets in motion a different life for you. Beauty is not measured in height or weight or size. It's all about how you carry yourself. Psalms 139, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Proverbs chapter 6 says we are snared by the words of our mouth. I grabbed a dictionary and I looked up that word snared, and snared means trapped. We are trapped by the words of our mouth. Okay. Then let's just trap ourselves in blessings. Today I want you to see in Genesis chapter 2 verse 19. You didn't create any of this, but you're given the authority to name it. Y'all stand with me. You bet. Lord, we thank you for giving us dominion, giving us rulership, and giving us the authority to subdue our life. Lord, there are things that are coming our way this week that we didn't create and we didn't want and we didn't cause. But Lord, we step up and take our place of authority and we name it. And Lord, I'm naming my life blessed. I'm naming my life prosperous. I'm naming my life healed. I'm calling my life good. This is a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.